Who's enjoying this rather cool January? Huh? Sharon, you think it's a bit hot? Oh, I think we've had our air conditioner on once this whole summer so far, and that's because Jared wanted to put it on. Yeah, so anyway, he doesn't pay the power bills, does he? So this morning, we've got like crowns. Oh, that, it's already up there. Look at that. You crown the year with your goodness. Say it with me. Well, it does have a meaning. Let's go to Psalm 65. And let's preach some word. Who's looking forward to the word of God this morning? Psalm 65. Chris, would you mind just opening that? I'm struggling a bit. Cheers, buddy. Psalm 65, verse 9. Let's read it together, the last few verses here. I'm going to read from the New King James Version, which is probably slightly different to the one on the screen, but anyway. You visit the earth and water it. You greatly enrich it. The river of God is full of water. You provide their grain, for so you have prepared it. You water its ridges abundantly. You settle its furrows. You make it soft with showers. You bless its growth. And here we go. You crown the year with your goodness, and your paths drip with abundance. What a great verse. And then it says, verse 12, they drop on the pastures of the wilderness, and the little hills rejoice on every side. The pastures are clothed with flocks. The valleys also are covered with grain. They shout for joy. They also sing. So this morning, why don't you just say, thank you, Lord. Put your hand on the verses or on the screen if you're looking at it, and just say, thank you, Lord, that this psalm is going to speak to me today. And I'm going to be blessed by your word. And so my title, as I said, was You Crown the Year with Your Goodness. Your paths drip with abundance, which is verse 11. God has paths that you are to walk on. God has a pathway. It's like we're on a pilgrimage. Psalm 84 talks about this, and it's a pilgrimage toward God. Everyone say, toward God. It's not away from God, it's toward God. That even though I may go this way and that way, who knows that life throws curveballs at us, and that we may have to go around and into a valley and up a steep mountain, whatever it is, that those things that are against us, I am going to continue to stay on the path that the Lord has for me, regardless of the circumstances, regardless of those things that seem against me, regardless if I don't have work, I'm going to trust my God anyway, because he's going to be my deliverer in the end, and I will continue to trust him. What else are you going to trust in, seriously? And so, meeting Christ is only the beginning of our pathway. We are on a journey, and as we determine to stay in him, we go from strength to strength. As we decide to stay in him, we go from strength to strength. Who's going to stay in him in 2017? Let's determine in our hearts that no matter what goes on, no matter what circumstances, we can have in our heart already established that I value God more than anything else that happens in my life. Yeah? I mean, the world's going a little bit crazy out there, right? There's a lot of problems. There's all sorts of who knows what's happening around our globe. Well, I'm glad that I can stand firm in trust in my God. He's my Savior, regardless of what happens. I know of some good friends of ours, like, and I think Andrew might have mentioned it, you know, great business people, suddenly they've lost everything. Due to this financial ongoing climate that we have here in Perth. And I'm grateful that regardless of what happens in my life, who's grateful with me that because I have God, I'm going to be okay. Amen. It's going to work out. And I don't have to get bitter and twisted as I get older. Right? I don't have to be cranky and grumpy. Maybe occasionally. Been good, Nigel. Okay. Proverbs 12:28. In the way of righteousness is life, and in its pathway there is no death. There is no death. And so this proverb is talking about two distinct pathways. Whom we decide to be our friends will determine our pathway. Who we normally associate with, other than our family, of course, and, you know, but even then we have to be careful, because ultimately we want to be around people for the majority of time that are positive, that are uplifting, that are going to help us do life well, because they know Christ like we do. There is no alternative that's going to keep you on the path to righteousness. And so we're going to look at this a little bit more. Proverbs, it goes on, but the path of the just is like the shining sun that shines ever brighter unto the perfect day. And so the righteous follow a bright path. It's a pathway that allows you to see and proceed safely. The power was out here this week for, I think it was close to 36 hours. I had to send our staff home, which I think was only Helen this week, but Helen had to go home. She was probably rejoicing. No work today. I can get, anyway, I know Helen, she would have worked anyway. But the point is, it was very difficult even at home for me to see. I found a torch I didn't know I had. And because I, like, Andrea normally looks after that. And suddenly I've got no power, I didn't think about it, and it's dark. But when you have the light of Christ, there is always a way forward. It doesn't matter how dark it is, it doesn't matter what comes against us, there is power in His name that will shine you on the right course. And so, we are guided by the Bible, church. We are guided by what?
Bible.
Who's got one? Grab it in your hands, even if it's your telephone, but it's on Bible. Make sure it's on the Bible app, because otherwise it doesn't work that good, because Facebook's not going to help you. Right? You got your Bible? You need your Bible, because that's what's going to guide you through life. It's going to help you. You actually, it's not just it's nice, oh, are you a Christian family? But it never gets opened. We use it. We open it. It does us good. So I'm going to look at Psalms when I get back too. I'm going to meet Andrea when she gets back. We're going down to Margaret River for a little while. And then on the 5th of February, we're going to have a Dream Sunday. So the first week, Sunday in February, we're going to have a Dream Sunday. We're going to get you to write down your dreams. We're going to pray that God does some miraculous things in your world. Look, can we look forward to that as a church? And then the following week, we're going to outlay a little bit of our vision. We'll probably do it both weeks. But anyway, just thought I'd let you know. Who's looking forward to Richard Wilkinson preaching? Come on. Where is the big man? There he is up the back. He's serving again today. Thanks, Rich. So good. Look forward to hearing the message the following week when I'm back. So, number one, practice righteousness. Say it with me. Practice righteousness. And so as you do, you will find spiritual peace and comfort arising from the love and favor of God on your life. He is interested in your heart. He leads you on His pathway. It's a pathway in the way, the truth, and the life. And so His pathway, in His pathway, and this is what I love about God, in His pathway there is no death. There is another pathway, and it will lead eventually to death. But when we stay on purpose, focused on Him, we get life and more life, and the life grows in us. We get sweeter as we get older. Thank you, Jesus. We should, right? The longer we know Jesus, the more, well, we should be at least getting a little bit more perfect. That's what the Bible says, right? And so, It's true at times that following Christ is a difficult pathway. Let's not make any wrong assumptions. Rather than the normal way people live their lives. But we have chosen a reality. And this is very important. We've chosen a reality that we take on the spiritual before the natural. Because we know that because we have the spiritual, it will affect the natural. Not the other way around, interestingly enough. We don't move in the natural and then, expect God to help us out because we've made a mistake. It's better to do it the right way in the first place and say, thank you, Lord, for my day today, that you're gonna come and direct my paths. I'm trusting you, Lord. And when that problem comes, you've already got some reserves and you're going to say, Lord, how do I sort this? And so you have a choice to wind up, as it were, towards God, who enjoyed worshiping today. So good. Worship the Lord with all my heart. I'll praise you, God. I will lift my head high, as Helen was saying this morning. Because that's where the change is going to come from. It's going to come from heaven. It's not going to come down here. In 2 Corinthians 3:18, there's a very interesting scripture. But we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in the mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as the Spirit of the Lord. And so when we're committed, we are transformed. When we are what?
Committed.
We are transformed. Because if we just continue to live the life that we have and sort of only invite God in every now and again, it's a bit like a grub. We don't want to be grubs. Grubs are kind of ugly looking critters. I don't know if you've seen one lately, but at my place, I don't know if I can go there. You know, the stupid cat that I've got, inherited. God bless its soul if it lives another few days. Anyway, I dropped some cat food stuff, you know, and before I knew it, there was these little grubs. Actually, I think they were maggots. Horrible little critters. The point is, you know, it's a bit like the caterpillar turns into what? A butterfly. We have a choice whether we stay like a slug on the ground. You seen the movies? I've seen one of those kids' movies and they got one of those, Or you're a beautiful butterfly and you're attractive suddenly. Suddenly you've got a bit of colour about you. Suddenly there's a bit of life about you that you didn't have before because you're not looking just to the problem. You're not looking just at the situation. You're not looking at just the people that are causing you a problem. You've got a God that's going to be great in those situations for you. I was a bit lame, but I accept it. Thank you. When you conform to the image of Christ, to his nature, come on. Renewal is guaranteed. When we conform, renewal is what? It's going to be guaranteed. It's a process of renewal. Say it with me. It's only three words. It's a process. It's never immediate. Don't jump off the bus too early. Metamorphosis occurs inside of you. Even when the pathway's difficult, you're going through because you're not the same person that you used to be. You've decided to follow him. I'm going to go with righteousness. It might even hurt me a little bit. It might mean that I have to do some things that I haven't done for a while. But you know what? I'm going to trust God because he's going to put the favor into my world. And so when you conform to the image of Christ and his nature, renewal is guaranteed. Secondly, renew your mind. Say it with me. Renew your mind. All right, everyone put their hands on their heads. Just a little bit. Not weird. Okay? I'm not doing anything. No, seriously. You know, it's, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, you're going to renew my mind. You're going to renew my mind, Lord. I receive it today. In 2017, you want to put a new man on. I receive a new man for my life today. I receive of you, Christ, into my heart afresh today, right into my inner being, into my soul area. I thank you that you are going to be Lord of my life. And if you have a habit of, like, you know, I sometimes have this. If you have a habit, like me sometimes, if you have a habit of being angry, you have a habit of being grumpy, it's not just a little bit. Like, we all get angry at times, we get ticked off by things, but if we're like constantly there's this bad thing that comes from our mouth, it's time to start the process of renewing our minds. If you are hateful, always looking to be hateful about someone else, it's time to start the process of renewing your mind. If you're in the habit of gossiping, think before you speak. Think what you're going to say. Would I like that said about me? Often we have things in our hearts that we don't even realize ourselves. It could be jealousy. And so we start sprouting off about certain people. Why don't we just decide that we're going to give people the benefit of the doubt? Because the damage that comes from our tongue is, I think as James says, is so hurtful. And if you live in fear, who enjoys that singing that song? Forgotten the words, but anyway, probably just as well. I sang last week. For those of you who missed out, you can get the CD. It's worth it, hey. If you live in fear, if that's the attitude that affects you, I'd say that all of us have this issue at times, right? Or we step out in faith and then suddenly, oh my goodness. Who's ever felt that? Yeah, I have. What have I done? You know it's the Holy Spirit, but oh, can I backtrack a little bit? You see, people often say to me, Nigel, why do you go in the ocean? Why do you like to go diving? Why do you do it when there's sharks in the water? Someone said it to me last week in church. I can't remember who it was. Just about every week, if I start talking, people go, you're crazy. Don't you know that sharks eat you? Well, that's how... And then I go surfing as well. I go, what? So you've got double chances of getting eaten? Yes. That's true. Well, here's the thing. The bottom line is, I like to go diving. And I like to go surfing. And I figure that the Bible says that we are to subdue all animals. So if a shark happens to come at me in the water, in Jesus' name, you got no authority over me. He's my God. Be gone, little puppy dog, flee. Come on. Because it's similar to other stuff that we have in our life, right? We've got fearful things that we have in our life. It might be, I don't know how I'm going to pay the mortgage next week. And fear comes on us. Or pay the bills. Well, who are we trusting in? Seriously. Who's in control? So yes, I will keep diving and I will keep surfing, and if I get eaten, then God must have been my time. But otherwise, I'm going to say, shoo, you little puppy dog. Those sharks aren't going to touch me. I'm bigger than most of them anyway. But seriously, I know I'm tongue-in-cheek a little bit here, but anyway. There's some truth in what I'm saying, right? If you live in fear of this and that all the time, you will never be able to fulfill what God has called you to do. And so many people think that they could never do that thing they'd like to do. But I want to say that the Bible doesn't say that. The Word of God actually says He's going to light your path and He's going to find a way for you. If you've got a dream in your heart and that you know, but you're sort of like nervous about it, why don't you submit it to God and see that thing grow? We're going to do this on February 5, but you might want to start thinking about a few dreams. See, our attitudes are out of control. Our behaviours get out of control all the time. I mean, right now, some of you aren't even thinking about me. You're actually like, what's for lunch? You're wondering whether you lock the back door or the front door, whether you let the dog in or out. You got all these things going through your head, right? Our minds are just like crazy full. We have all this stuff. And so we have to settle and say, thank you, Lord. I'm taking control of my mind today because I want God to speak to me. I'm going to find space in my day as well so that I can actually refuel with the Holy Spirit's power into my life so that I have energy for my day. And maybe you feel guilty all the time. I shouldn't have said that. Why did I do that? I was brought up in an era whereas there was a lot of, you can't do that, son. And you definitely can't do that. And in many ways, I think it's better than what we actually have now, which is generally, well, if you want to, you can do it. The whole world's system's changed the last couple of decades. Not centuries, I'm not that old. The point is this, you can harness your mind. Say it with me. I can harness my mind. You can get a grip on it. And you can make it your servant rather than your master. I'm not going to think about that anymore. Some of you have got situations. I'm not going to think about it anymore. Thank you, Lord. I'm not going to think about it anymore. I'm not going to feel guilty anymore. I'm not going to live my life in fear. I'm not going to think I am not good enough anymore. I thank you, Lord, that you've made me the way that I am, and I'm grateful for who I am right now. And the more you and I dwell on the negative in our life, the more we will open ourselves up to the dark side. And it's still a pathway, and it's very real, and it's a spiritual reality, but eventually it will lead to death. And the Apostle Paul says, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. You will reduce stress by thinking about things that are going to help your life rather than defeat your life. Do people really like me? Don't answer that question. But maybe you've thought that. See, you can justify how you're feeling by any means you like. And the devil's going to love it if you go down that track. He'll get a hold of it and he'll make it worse than what it actually is. And before you know it, you think this person really hates you, and actually they don't. It's just one big cycle of, well, there's not love in it. Because you're focusing on the negative, which leads to death, rather than the positive, where the light shines brightly. Look up. You know, interestingly enough, I was at my mum's place the other day, and my brother and I were looking at her wall, one of her walls. It's an exterior wall, and it was quite stressed. I don't know what the actual terminology is. There's a few brickies here, they can probably help me out. But anyway, for the sake of today, you'll forgive me. But there's like the joints are stressed, and I guess what's happened is the cement didn't have enough constitute, like there wasn't enough cement, it was more sand than cement, and all the between the bricks, all the joints are fretting. They're coming out. And so there's holes everywhere in the exterior wall. And my brother said, I can fix that for you because he's handy. And I was sort of glad he said, yeah, I because I'm not that handy. And so that was good. And the wall's it's not complete anymore. Like it looks a bit dangerous actually. You see, Jesus Christ was a perfect sacrifice. And when we stop fretting and stop feeling guilty and stop feeling like you have to constantly justify your actions and move on today and allow Jesus to start plugging the holes, allowing you to grow in this life. Are we prepared today to start plugging the holes that we've created ourselves? So that the frets go away and we're strong. We're like pillars in the church rather than weak vessels. And so you crown the year with your goodness, it says. Determine today to put in the preparation, the renewal of your mind. When I used to live in South Fremantle, this old shack, and before I sold the house, I totally repainted particularly the outside, did some inside as well. And it was the preparation that it took for the home. It was a weatherboard home. It wasn't a huge house, but you have to sand back, those of you who ever worked on this is a 100-year-old house. I sand it all back, and then you've got to put like a sealant on the wood, and then you've got to put like a primer coat, and then at least a couple of, because it soaks into the wood so quickly. And so it was a long job. It used to have to use tape around because I used various colours so that I could highlight the cottage so that it was actually a darker blue and a whitey colour. And so you got to tape around so that you get a perfect job. And I stood back after it was finished. I thought, well done, Nigel. That was pretty good. And the thing is, the process is worth it. The process is worth it. It takes longer. It's more time consuming. There's not a quick fix, but at last the paint's not coming off in a couple of months' time. It's going to stay solid for years and years and years. And our life can be peeling and peeling and peeling because we forget to put the processes in place that God has for our lives, and we keep going off on this pathway and that pathway. Today, let's come back. And so, determine today that you're going to stay on the path of righteousness and keep going in the same direction. What are we going to do? We're going to keep going in the same direction. Every little bit counts. When I have a choice of a lift, this is quite true actually. When I have a choice of when I'm at an airport, of going, choosing the lift or the stairs or the elevator, I always walk or run on the stairs because every little bit counts. If you want to be a little bit fitter, well, sometimes the little bits do count. So you've got a choice to make. And so, you know, if there's a choice between a carrot and a chocolate bar, take the chocolate bar, yeah, do it. But the point is, every little bit does count in the kingdom of God. You can't take shortcuts. So lastly, God's provision. I'm going to rely on the provision of God. Say it with me. I'm going to rely on the provision of God. So it says here in Psalm 65, verse 11 and 12, you crown the year with your goodness and your paths drip with abundance. They drop on the pastures of the wilderness and the little hills rejoice on every side. I'm thinking about these little hills just, you know, rejoicing. And when I stay on the pathway, there are things God has got for me ahead. God is on purpose with those who follow him. God's got plans when you follow him. He's going to get you through. There's no end to what God can do for you. You see, when we trust God, when we allow him to actually take over our financial world, Every area of our life, we say, Lord, I'm going to tithe. I'm going to give you what portion is due to you. When we do these things, when we're consistent about following the Lord, do you think the Lord's going to let us down? Some of you aren't sure. You see, here's the thing. When I trust God for provision in my life, I'm on a collision course with a miracle coming into my world. It says here in Psalm 65, where is it? Here it is. Verse 11. Your paths drip with abundance. Your paths drip with abundance. I'm going to collide with the provision of God. Right here, right now, I'm going to trust in you, God. Your provision. I'm going to follow the path of righteousness. I realize that it's a harder road. I realize that at times that the enemy's going to try and shift me, but no matter what happens, I'm going to stay the course. I have your goal in mind rather than just my own. And I thank you, Lord, that you're going to take care of me and my paths will overflow with abundance. It says here in verse 9 and 10, you visit the earth and water it, you greatly enrich it. The river of God is full of water. I compare it with Philippians 4:19. My God shall supply all your needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. God waters you. He showers blessing on you. He watches over you. You're on his path. Goodness is flowing back into your life. Let's be builders, not criticizers. Let's build the house of God together. Let's support one another with all our different personalities and faults and everything that we think. Let's put those aside because the kingdom is more important. And we can do this together. If the enemy can get hold and disunify, then we're history. We've got to work together. Be affirming and encouraging instead of revenge. Forgive and let go. Let's have a new nature with the new pathway. Provision is yours. So stay on his path. Can we stay on his path, church, today? Let's stay on his path. Abundance is coming as you stay on his path. The paths will overflow with abundance. Psalm 65:13. They shout for joy, they also sing. There's one great concert around the bounty of God. Come on, let's stand to our feet. I thank you, Lord, for your provision on my life. I thank you, Lord, that I choose righteousness, Father, today. I thank you, God. I thank you, Father, that for the new life that's coming into my mind, my heart, every part of my being today, I'm going to trust you. I will practice righteousness. I will renew my mind in you today. I thank you that for this 15th day of January that I'm going to be renewed, refreshed, and reinvigorated. I'm not going to be a grub. I'm going to be a butterfly. I'm going to be transformed. I'm going to bring color into my world. I am the God who transforms your life. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, just allow him, just for another minute, just allow him to wash over you. Power of God, wash over me today. Regardless of what happens, I will stay on his path. And I thank you, Lord, for your provision in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, God.